Now, just putting the fish on, skin side down, just holding it quite firmly with my hands for a moment, just to make sure that the skin is flat and gripping to the flat grill. This can easily be done on a barbecue at home. The dish that I'm doing today is a tamarind sauce. It's probably more of a Thai sauce than a Vietnamese, but it's a tamarind-based sauce on a crispy fish fillet.
You've been noticing, I guess, an influence on Asian foods locally. When did you start seeing that happen?
I mean, we've always been an enormous migrant community, but I suppose it's starting to balance the scales a little bit with having more Asian cultures as opposed to the European Bonagilla times. And I guess when we're talking about Asia, we're talking about all the Asian countries, and so we've certainly had for many, many, many years Chinese restaurants per se in all country towns that have sadly been very westernised Chinese, I guess. But nonetheless, we've had Chinese communities for a very long time, and even here in Albury many years ago we had a lot of Chinese market gardeners. Sadly, we don't have them now. And then over the years we've had an influx of Indian restaurants, Thai restaurants, and now we're even seeing some diversification on that. We have a Nepalese restaurant. There's a lot more Vietnamese influence. We don't necessarily have a strict Vietnamese restaurant as such, but certainly a lot of other varieties.
Is that influencing what you serve here as a chef?
To a degree it probably does, but I think probably what I serve comes pretty much from my own passions and knowledge and understanding of Asian food. But more and more, as we have served it and we have clients who really enjoy it, it's probably become a much stronger thread through what we do.
Why do you think people like Asian food?
I believe it is a style where we're placed geographically. It's a style that works for this country. Maybe not today. It's a bit chilly today. With people travelling more and more and more, they've experienced it in the other countries and come back here and they're delighted to find. You are starting to see, I guess, through sheer volume of people arriving into the regions and combined with shortages in getting staff in our industry particularly, chefs and so on. So you're starting to see more of the pubs and clubs and just general places employing people of different cultures. And so that will definitely have an osmosis. Even if the chef or the place doesn't run their dishes, they will still cook their food. They'll talk to other people they work with about cooking their food. And so, yes, it does filter through. Not as quickly as we'd like, perhaps, but it does filter through.
What do you think an increased variety of food does to the local food industry?
Ultimately, I think it can only be good. And I think it's very slow, but diversification is great for our farmers. Finding alternative crops that have the uptake and they can grow something with the knowledge that if they sell it at a farmer's market or sell a small amount into specialty produce stores, that there is a market for it and people know what it is and they will buy it. So I think that's fabulous, and you see it. I know Byron from Willowbank Farm. Over the years with the farmers market and talking to clients and talking to chefs, he has had the opportunity to grow more, like he grows lemongrass and things that he would never have bothered with on his farm previously. He was very much carrots and turnips and parsnips and eggplant, but now he has multiple lines of things. He grows horseradish and they do ginger and they do garlic and they do all sorts of bits and pieces on a very small scale, but great for us locally.
When you can, you buy local produce? You use local produce?
Yeah, definitely. But we're colder. It's harder here to grow a lot of that style of produce. You would have a completely different answer if you asked anywhere from Sydney up to Cairns, because they have the climate to grow it and they have a much higher proportion of people to sell it to. But for the volume, the amount of product we use, and for getting it to us in a timely manner, we still predominantly need to use, I suppose, a wholesale fruit and vegetable provider. But we certainly supplement from the local farmers market and from things that we can get at certain times. And particularly, again, in the summer months, that's a lot easier. This lemongrass is out of my own garden, and most of us in the summer would grow a range of spring onions and lemongrass and herbs, Thai basil, regular basil, coriander in the cooler months. This little fellow here, I have a tiny plant of this in my garden. It's called Chinese coriander or sawtooth coriander, and they would use it particularly in soups, and you'll grow that very easily up in Queensland, but down here it thrives in the summer, and so long as I don't forget and I get out there and cover it in plastic, I can nearly carry it through the winter. But I found that locally this year in our nurseries, so things are changing. Banana leaf, we can buy it through the wholesaler, but if you look around town, my next door neighbour's got banana palm. There's so many of them in backyards around town. It's only used decoratively and for plating up, but again, it's a very Asian thing. Chilies, again, chilies locally grown at the right time of the year. Regular mint, Vietnamese mint. The herbs are definitely the easier end of the scale and into things like garlic and chili and so on.